I hope you've enjoyed this week's devotion so far, and I hope it's helped you to not believe lies when it comes to money. You see, for us to have a healthy view when it comes to finances and money, it's important not to believe any lies. And today we're going to look at another lie that people often believe when it comes to money. And that lie is, money will make me evil. And many times we'll hear people say, money is the root of all evil. That is what the Bible says. But that is not what the Bible says. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 6 verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Notice, it's not money. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. You see, even people who don't have any money can be guilty of this. Because you can love money even when you don't have money. So money is not the problem. It's the love of money that is the problem. And that is what is the root of all evil. So I want to tell you today, money will not make you evil. You know, people may do bad things with money. People may do evil things with money. But money itself won't make you evil. In fact, God wants you to have money so that you can be blessed and so that you can be a blessing to others. But we need to know that poverty is not holy. In fact, even under the old covenant, poverty was a curse. It was never a blessing. And God doesn't want us to be poor. It's one of the things that we redeemed from under the new covenant, because Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we can trust Him for provision. We can trust Him for prosperity. And as we stay in an intimate relationship with Him, it won't make us evil, as long as we put Him first and see Him as our source. But the Bible also says in 1 Timothy 6, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So this verse tells us what we need to do with money. We need to make sure we do good things with it. We need to make sure we see it as a tool, that a healthy view, and bless others with it and advance God's kingdom with it. But notice here, Paul is not saying, tell those who are rich in this world and tell those who have money that they're evil and they need to give everything away because money will make them evil. That is not what he says. He's just reminding us here to see it as a tool and to do good things with it, not to become obsessed with it, and definitely not to love it. But money in and of itself won't make us evil. So if you have an intimate relationship with God, and if you trust Him, you can trust Him for increase. Because the more we have, the more we can do for others as well. And that is why we can definitely and confidently trust God for increase when it comes to our financial lives. But we can also know money is not evil. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. And let's trust God together this week, not to believe any lies and to do what 1 Timothy 6 says, and to use money to do good, to see it as a tool which is that healthy view, and to bless others and to advance God's kingdom with it. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.